For over 50 years, the Indiana Fiddler's Gathering has attracted old-time music fans from across the country to Battleground, Indiana, for a weekend of concerts, jams, and workshops. This year's Indiana Fiddler's Gathering is happening June 27th through the 29th at the Tippecanoe Battlefield in Battleground, Indiana. This year's festival features a unique lineup of performers, including Nora Brown and Stephanie Coleman, a young, old-time music duo with a growing audience. You might have seen their recent performance for NPR's Tiny Desk. Violinist Stephanie Coleman grew up playing fiddle at the gathering. I recently spoke with Stephanie, and we discussed her history with the Indiana Fiddler's Gathering.
I believe you were playing at the Indiana Fiddler's Gathering as early as 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't know how old you were. You were playing there as a kid, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I probably went to my first Battleground when I was 8 years old, maybe. I mean, definitely Battleground was like the thing that inspired me to learn how to play fiddle.
What was it about old-time music at 8 years old that spoke to you?
I mean, I've always loved the music so much. And the community, I think, is really the thing that is so unique about Battleground. And I mean, I went to Battleground all throughout my childhood and only stopped going consistently when I, you know, was in college and not living in the Midwest anymore. You know, it's a small festival that means you can get really, have some real nice, intimate time with other musicians and friends and stuff. Like, I remember just like sitting around with buds at their campsites, drinking seltzer water when I was a kid and playing tunes. And it feels like home, that environment of that festival.
As early as 1998, you were featured in Battleground's Young Fiddlers Spotlight. Now, some 25 years later, you and Nora are headliners. Is that meaningful for you? Is it like a full circle moment for you?
Oh, it's just like, it's mind-blowing. It's like the greatest honor that I can think of as a musician. I would never have imagined this would be possible, and I'm really, really excited for the festival, and I'm so excited to bring Nora to the festival because I'm like, all right, you're going to meet all my like old-time music aunts and uncles. You know, that's kind of how I think about so many of these people. They kind of helped raise me. Nora knows how important like everybody at the festival is to me, and I'm really excited to, you know, introduce her to folks, play tunes, like be in the campground. It's going to be awesome.
Earlier this year, you and Nora performed at the Kennedy Center. That was just after President Trump effectively took over the Kennedy Center, fired much of the board, canceled performances from LGBTQ+ musicians. You and Nora used this performance at the Kennedy Center to kind of express your opinions on what was happening. Tell me about that performance and your decision to use that opportunity to make a statement.
That gig was on the books for a long time. I think we booked it 6 months, a year before the show. And of course, about a month before we were supposed to play, that's when Trump took over the Kennedy Center. And we spent a lot of time discussing, should we cancel the show or should we play it? And so we felt like the way that we could really have an impact is by playing this show and overtly protesting via our performance. So, and I think that was like the most effective way for us to respond to something that we're not okay with, like the suppression of the arts. One of our signs said, creativity at the Kennedy Center must not be suppressed. And arts and music and theater, all these things are so essential for a democracy. And for there to be this effort by Trump to suppress it, it feels like an emergency that needs to be responded to.
Stephanie, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to share your history with the Indiana Fiddler's Gathering. I really appreciate it. I'm a huge fan of all your music and look forward to hearing you at the Fiddler's Gathering. Thank you.
Thanks so much.